Call the October 22nd Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Excused.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
He'll be here in a moment, but for the moment, excused.
Alderman Dandrio?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here. We do have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the minutes of October 8th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, change in permitted use classification, security broker dealers, and flotation companies. I'll look for an explanation of that in a minute. Uses in the Unified Development Ordinance Text Amendment. Mr. Dietl, you have a preliminary. Mr. Fuchs has a. Or we can go ahead. All right, let's go ahead. You have a meeting notice? Hearing notice.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 22nd, 2015 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by RRA LLC for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 6211, Security Brokers, Dealers, and Flotation Companies, to allow for such use as a permitted use in the B4 South 27th Street Mixed-Use Commercial District.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Dietl, introduction to the subject?
I would only add to that that not uncommonly UDO text amendments like this are initiated by a particular situation. In this instance, somebody's looking to move into the Ardair floors that falls under this SIC code. That SIC code obviously is not allowed within the zoning district. In the staff report we prepared, we list from that SIC code manual the definition of what this SIC code is and examples of the types of businesses. The applicant indicates that they fall under this one. It appears, we double checked, it appears they would too. Although there are others, there are stretches that are also not allowed in the B4, but this would be the best fit for them. Staff has no problem. Staff's recommending approval.
So my only question is, given the modification in the UDO that we passed a month ago that allows for general business in all zoning districts, would that not apply to this?
No, the most strict applies, and this one does pertain. This SIC code directly pertains to this use. So whatever is more strict, more close would apply. So that's why we're doing this.
This is a public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one coming forward, I'll close the public hearing. Members of the commission, questions for staff? Seeing no questions for staff, is there wishing to take action on this item? And I don't have suggested motions.
I have a copy.
And let the record reflect that City Engineer Morrow is here at 10 minutes after the hour. Is there a motion to recommend approval and ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification, Title Number 6211, Security Brokers, Dealers, and Flotation Companies, which I did not get an explanation of, to allow for such use as a permitted use in the B4 South 27th Street Mixed-Use Commercial District?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
We move now to item D1, release of a landscape planting buffer easement restriction at 7776 South Cambridge Court. Mr. Dietl.
This is similar to one or two others that we've done in the last year or two, adjacent to Loomis Road. And the subdivision plat shows this planting buffer restriction on the plat. Subdivision plats are approved by the council. Those are, and are similar. The wording's not the same as what's specifically required by the UDO to be placed on the plat for situations like this. but the intent is the same. Plat is approved by the council. This restriction is required by the city. To remove it or to have a partial release of it requires action by the council with a recommendation from the Plan Commission. So again, they're proposing to put a fence in this planting easement. The landscaping that's already on this lot is sort of at an angle. It doesn't parallel the planting easement. It actually starts inside and ends up outside. They want to put the fence on the inside of that landscaping, which would, again, be partly inside the landscape buffer and then extend outside. About 80 feet out of the 190 feet of that fence would be inside the planting buffer.
Question by the commission?
So staff's recommending approval.
Commissioner Fowler?
Haven't we permitted larger areas on Loomis? Are there other areas that are in that buffer as well? I read that in the packet.
I did a quick look. Did Nick look further? Nothing caught my eye, but I didn't. By looking at your photo, I didn't realize that there were three of them, and one of them is in a different subdivision.
It would appear when I looked at it that they have permission. That someone has put fences in that buffer, and it appears they have permission.
Two times the city's approved it. If there are more than two, I'm not aware. I was looking just before the meeting and once before when we were talking about this item, just looking on the air photo to see will we get other requests like this, and none of them really caught my eye, how tight they were and stuff. And even the three that we did approve doesn't really catch the eye either. But you can see here, this one's, again, a little bit different. The landscaping is at an angle.
And anyone else would ask for this, they still have to come for us for a
Correct.
Thank you.
Commissioner Morrow.
And there is a homeowners association. Do we have their approval?
I'm not aware if we do.
It's in your packet.
Here's the one. Okay.
It was in there. Yes. Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution authorizing installation of a fence within the 30-foot landscape planting buffer plat restriction upon lot set 37 in Windham Hills, petition number one?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Commissioner Haley.
I guess just a suggestion or a recommendation to the property owner that you have the fence installed with caution. It's your backyard. I assume you're not going to want it torn up, but so that they don't make further encroachments and damage into that landscape buffer, pretty much work from the property side. I assume you're doing this just to try to capture a little bit more backyard within the fence.
Well, no, it's really more for a screening of Loomis Road.
Right, but I guess you could have just stayed outside of the buffer line and you're just trying to capture that.
Yep, because it would look odd if you imagine a square yard with a fence kind of.
I understand that.
So, yeah.
And there is a drainage way that runs along your south property line. Is the fence just going to straddle that or does it come in above that?
It'll come in above.
So there won't be any impediment to the flows there?
No, it comes in above it. The culvert comes out. The fence will go over that culvert.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Go forth and fence. Good fences make good neighbors. Move on to item D2, hereby titled Wolf Accessory Building. We're going to accessorize wolves. Mr. Deedle.
As an accessory structure for agriculturally zoned property, there is an allowance to allow these as permitted uses. So typically, an accessory structure has a limit, size limit, but not for agriculturally zoned properties where it's being used for the storage of agricultural equipment. So it's a site plan in this instance. Staff is recommending approval with one condition that they get the engineering department approval of the grading plan. He is proposing to only put gravel in at this time from the existing driveway to this new shed, although I believe he's indicated that at some point in the future he might pave it. So staff is recommending approval. So it's going to be located immediately to the east of the existing accessory structure, which is immediately to the east of the house.
Questions from the commission? Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of an accessory structure?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I think we should discuss this a little bit.
I think it's improper under Robert's rules. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.